from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once more in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're joining us for our Let the Bible Speak program, and it's my prayer that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Letting the Bible Speak is the Reverend James Porter, and he's turning our attention to some verses in John's Gospel chapter 4 and letting the Bible speak on the living water. But before we hear that message, let's listen to some words in song and the piece in titled That Day at Calvary.
I stood one day at Calvary where Jesus bled and died. I never knew He loved me so. For me He was crucified. And as I stood there lost in sin, His love reached down to me. And oh, the shame that filled my soul that day at Calvary.
Our scripture reading today is from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 14. And there we read, But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In this fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, we have the Lord Jesus Christ engaged in conversation with the woman of Samaria outside the city of Sychar. And upon meeting this woman, the Lord speaks to her about her sin and about her need of salvation. And the outcome of his meeting with her is that she is saved. And indeed she becomes a wonderful trophy of grace. Now, in speaking to this woman, the Saviour uses the phrase living water, and he uses that phrase to describe salvation. And with this term, this woman that he's been talking to is made to see all the blessing that there is to be found and bounty to be found in God's salvation. And it is this same phrase, that of the living water of salvation, that he is referring to in the words of this verse that I have just read from in John chapter 4 verse 14. It is this phrase that I want us to consider this morning. And there are three important truths regarding the living water of salvation that I want you to consider with me. First of all, we want to consider the source of this living water of salvation. Notice in this verse the words, the water that I shall give him. Here Christ speaks of the living water of salvation as the water that he shall give. Thus we see how Christ is the source of this living water of salvation. By such words, he was wanting this woman to realize that she would only find salvation through him and him alone. Likewise, this is a truth that we all need to understand and realize. For Christ alone is the fount of salvation. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, he is the author and finisher of our faith. If you do not find salvation in Christ, you will not find it in anyone else or in anything else. Now, if we take time to read through the opening verses of John chapter 4, we see that this woman was a deep and dyed sinner. She was guilty of breaking the seventh commandment, which says, thou shalt not commit adultery. She was an adulterer, a woman who had lived in sin with five different men. Also, we see that she had a degree of religion about her life. For after Christ exposed her sin, she said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She knew enough about religion to be able to say that Christ was a prophet. Yet despite what this woman knew, she was nothing the better, for she still persisted on with her sin, and the reason for this was due to the fact that she was without Christ as her Saviour. Could it be the case that I am speaking to somebody today without Christ as Saviour? You're one who lives for sin 6 days a week, and come Sunday morning you're to be found at a church with a degree of self-respect and self-reformation about your life. But come Monday morning again, you're back at the old swine trough of sin. Friend, this is how it is always going to be. For unless you have Christ as your Saviour, who alone is the source of salvation, there is never going to be any difference. Speaking of Christ in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yes, Christ is the source of this living water of salvation. But secondly this morning, I would like us also to consider the effect of this living water of salvation. In this verse, Christ says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Such words we see that there is new life within for all who partake of salvation through Christ. For Christ says, the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Whenever a person is saved, they are born again. New nature is born within their heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whenever this woman of Samaria was saved, a new nature was born within her heart. No longer did she live in sin, for after this she started to witness for Christ to her friends by saying, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Notice there that little word did. It is in the past tense. And it shows us that this woman was saying that her old life was in the past. Also, the effect of the living water of salvation leads to a new life that satisfies. Christ says, but whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. The void and the emptiness of this woman's life was to be met in Christ. This is why the psalmist David could say in Psalm 107, verse 9, For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. The effect of salvation is also one of new life, that is eternal. For the Lord says, But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This woman was to have in Christ eternal life in heaven. So the Bible says in Romans 6, verse 23, The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. As the hymn writer says, Life, life, eternal life, Jesus alone is the giver. Listener, is it your desire to go one day to heaven? Do you long to have true satisfaction and life? Is it your burden to be delivered from the power and the penalty of your sin? Then it is to Christ that you must come for salvation, for it is only through his blood shed at Calvary that you can be cleansed and made whole from your sin. Finally, let us consider the freeness of this living water of salvation. In the verse the Lord says, But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him. Such words imply that whosoever asks shall receive this great gift of salvation. Verse 10 of John chapter 4, the Lord says to this woman, If thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He was telling her that she must personally come to him asking for this living water of salvation. Verse 15 we see that this is what she did do. For it says, The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not. In essence, she was asking the Lord Jesus Christ to save her. In like manner, if you're to be saved from hell, having your sins pardoned, and experience all the blessings of God's salvation in your life, then you too must come to Christ. You must acknowledge your sin, looking to him to save you. You remember that blind man by the name of Bartimaeus in the scripture. We read of him in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 47. It says that whenever he saw Christ, it says he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He was calling upon the Lord. Remember the publican in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, he cried out, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Today as God speaks in mercy to your soul, offering to you eternal salvation, purchased at infinite cost through the death and the shedding of Christ's blood, will you not come to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you not call upon him in faith to save your soul? Oh, this day he invites you to do so by saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.